This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called this life mazra wal akhirah. He said this life is the tilth, is the fields, is the agriculture, is the farming for the akhirah. In 1631, a building, the foundation of a building was laid. In 1636, which is 5 years later, the foundation of another building was laid in another place across the world from the first building. Today, almost 380 something years later, both buildings are there. They both stand, they are both well. The first building has two occupants. Both are dead. And the second building has been churning out global leaders for 308 years. The first building was built by a man whose net worth cannot be calculated, but whose kingdom produced 40% of global economy at that time. Global GDP. 40% of global GDP came from that one kingdom. And since he was an absolute monarch, you can say, well, you know, he owned it all. The second building was built and started and named after a man who was a Protestant minister, and he invested 300 books and 779 pounds sterling. For those of you who are not, who don't know what I'm talking about, that's why you should read history. The first building is the Taj Mahal. And the second building is Harvard University. So it's not how much money you have, it's what you invested in. Legacy is a product of your mind. It's not a product of your resources. Because no matter how much money you have, more or less, what you do with it. And money, I just mean money as one of the things, but it's, you know, money, your resources, your time, your effort, your energy, your power, your authority, all of this, your knowledge. What you invest it in is a factor of your mind. What does your mind tell you to do? Because the reality of life is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adil. Allah is just. And one place and one way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just is that He has given all of us the same amount of time, which is 24 hours. The duration of life is different, but the day, the length of the day is the same for everyone. No matter where you live in the world, it's the same thing. Some people achieve more, some people achieve less. So it's not a factor of time, it's a factor of how you manage yourself. That is why when I teach my time management course, I usually begin by asking people, can you give me one more hour today? And usually people will say, yes, I'll give you one more. I said, how? How can you give me one more hour? How can you give me even 1 minute today? It's not in your control. Time is not in our control. Time is a factor of the revolution of the earth. There's nothing to do with you and me. You can't stop it. You can't accelerate it, you can't slow it down. So when you are saying, I will give you one more hour, what are you really saying? You are saying, I will rearrange my priority in such a way that I can give one more hour to this class. So what are you controlling? Time or yourself? And this is the problem. This is the whole problem, is that people try to control time which they have no control over. And they forget that the only thing they can control is themselves. So how I structure my day decides my productivity. Right? Now, so it's a question of how do you arrange your same number of hours. So how do you arrange your priorities? What do you do? The reason I gave you the example of, this Harvard and so on, is think about this. $2 million, right? It may seem like a lot of money to most of us, but it's not a lot of money. $2 million is, there are houses, which in America you call homes. There's a big difference between a house and home. A house you buy, a home you make. You cannot buy a home. People say, I bought a home. No, you didn't buy a home. You bought a building. You bought a house. Home is what happens inside there. Home is love, and home is affection, and home is mutual respect, and home is tarbiyah, and home is children, and home is the relationship between the spouse. All of this is not, money can't buy this. Money cannot buy this. So there are people who have houses which are worth three times that. $6 million, $10 million, right? $2 million is what? $2 million will buy you a McLaren car, which is GTX track only, which means you can't drive it on the road. You might say, well, it's not a, it over time it appreciates, it gains value, unlike most cars, McLarens. But same $2 million, if you invest, it will get you an endowed chair in a university. Usually you can say chair for what? So say you say, suppose you say endowed chair for Islamic studies, endowed chair for like, for example, now what's happening in Palestine, so Palestinian studies, right? Now that $2 million will get you in perpetuity, which means supposed to mean forever, so whatever forever means, a full professor, all the staff, students doing PhDs, papers being published, lots and lots of very high quality work, within quotes, whatever forever means, that same $2 million. It's your call. Is that $2 million worth flooring the pedal on a McLaren on a track? It gives you a kick. Or setting up a chair in a university which will leave a legacy of honor for decades and decades, and God knows, I just gave you Harvard University, 380 years and still going well. Largest endowment of any university in the world, $50 billion. Started from 779 pounds. The power of vision, the power of thought, the power of thinking beyond my life right now. I must have nice food and this and that and whatnot. So my submission to you, my brothers and sisters, is we all have the same amount of time. Nobody's got more. Don't waste it. Think about it and use it in a way that is best for this dunya wal akhirah. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله